Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Just having a little fun, folks. Watchman is on the air.
A fiery
microphone.
With the speed of light, a lone
watchman.
Daring and resourceful glider of the
airwaves.
Let the fight for law and order return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The lone
watchman
rides again.
Praise the Lord, my friends, and here I am on my electric microphone one more time. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I hope you enjoy my little kidding around. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Called and ordained by God, not men. You know, God has a sense of humor. I know he does. And I hope you do too. Because what is this Christian life without the joy of the Lord being our strength? Amen? Amen. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last days, signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for the serious part of tonight's Last Days End Times program, a Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the King James Version. Matthew chapter 24, verses 6, 7, and 8. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Watchman comment. Troubled in the Greek is throeo, meaning to cry aloud, to make a noise by outcry, as if something frightening was happening, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Even though we are seeing right now today nations rising against other nations and kingdoms, such as Saudi Arabia, yes, that is a kingdom, and so is Britain, rising against kingdoms. Africa is in dire famine. Pestilences abound everywhere, and earthquakes surround the world. Yet this verse 8 tells us it is just the beginning of sorrows. If this scares you a little bit, that's okay, as you are still part flesh. But if it scares you a whole lot in an extremely troubling way, then you, my friend, need to get right with Yahweh, right with the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Amen. Enough said. Get right and get ready.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there. And the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
I like to throw that one in every once in a while because we're getting to the point now. If you live in a city, you are in great danger. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, oh my, you get the true truth on this program, not from the doctrines of men, but right directly from God's holy word. Luke chapter 1, verse 70. as he spake by the mouth of his prophets, which have been since the world began. Now that's a short verse, but since the world began speaks of an unbroken age from the beginning to the end. Revelation speaks of the age in the form of Christ in chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and was and which is to come, the Almighty. Yes, it is a period of time predetermined by Yahweh that would begin and end the Lord's plan to save those of mankind who would repent and be saved. This he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets. Have you ever heard of the phrase time immortal? Well, that can only happen to those who give their hearts over to be the servant of the Most High, Almighty Yahweh. Part of the giving over is to hearken unto the voice of the Lord God's prophets. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Leave the cities, saith the Lord. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Sponsoring tonight's program are Christina from Missouri, Alex from Virginia, Anonymous from Virginia, and Bobby and Juanita from Virginia. They obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and are our WOW Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them all, Lord, and meet their every need. Lord, I know there are needs amongst those, Lord God, and I know you will meet them. And thank you, Lord, for touching all the listeners tonight on this program, your program, Lord. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. The Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The U.S. government has created a new program that would enlist local internet cafes as spies for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Flyers that list suspicious activities have been made accessible to the business owners in accordance with the program, the so-called Communities Against Terrorism, CAT. According to the FBI, the suspicious activities that need to be monitored include the following. Always paying the internet fee in cash rather than with a credit card. Using the internet service at the cyber cafe in spite of having an internet access at home. And participating in nonviolent demonstrations, etc. People are also suspected of being terrorists if they own precious metals, purchase flashlights, or store a 7-day or more food supply. Watchman comment. According to the report, any American citizen now can be suspected of planning a terrorist attack if engaged in one or more of those activities. My. Continuing. Economic chaos ahead. But not to worry, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that it's possible to sustain today's level of federal spending and even achieve a balanced budget. Yeah, sure. All that Congress would have to do is simply raise the lowest income tax bracket from 10% to 25% and the middle tax bracket from 25% to 66% and raise the 35% tax bracket to 92%. My. Watchman comment. There. That was easy, wasn't it? But it will be very hard on Y-O-U and M-E. Mr. and Mrs. American citizens, without Jesus and being saved by his blood shed on Calvary's cross, you are in big trouble. Now's the time if you're not saved. Better think real seriously about it. Continuing. With world population rising, the era of low food prices is over. The era of falling food prices has come to an end, with the world population set to add another 2 billion people. Global food output must rise 70% by 2050 to feed a world population expected to grow to 9 billion, up from 7 billion. My. Watchman comment. Well, I think I'm going to be out of here by then. How about you? Are you ready to go? Continuing. Neuroscience could mean soldiers controlling weapons with minds. Soldiers could have their minds plugged directly into weapon systems, undergo brain scans during recruitment, and take courses of neurostimulation to boost their learning. If the armed forces embraces the latest developments in neuroscience to hone the performance of their troops, Watchman comment, today's questionable thoughts can become tomorrow's realities. Continuing, Americans are better than who Obama thinks we are. Our national debt has tripled since Obama has been in office. Now, I know that does not mean a lot to most Americans, but allow me to put it into perspective. Every minute, yes, every minute, we spend about $3 million that we do not have, borrowing most of it from China. Our debt is bankrupting the future and enslaving our kids and grandkids to this debt. We and they cannot ever, ever pay. Continuing. Drones over U.S. get okay by Congress. Look, up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a drone, and it's watching you. 30,000 drones could fly America's skies by the year 2020. My. I hope to be out of here by then, too. How about you? Continuing. That's what privacy advocates fear from a bill Congress passed to make it easier for the government to fly unmanned spy planes in U.S. airspace. Watchmen commenting again. Do I have to say I told you so? Okay, I told you so. Do you believe me now? I have been doing this many years now, and my sources are almost never wrong. Continuing, why is the FBI increasing its monitoring of sovereign U.S. citizens? The FBI is sounding alarm bells about the nearly 100% increase in the number of arrests of people who call themselves sovereign citizens. Before you freak out about the huge spike of these arrests, understand that the total number of arrests jumped from only 10 per year for 2009 and 2010 to only 18 last year. In contrast, arrests at Occupy Wall Street last year exceeded 5,000, and they may be doubling that already this year. Who are sovereign citizens? They're a mixed bag. Some reject their U.S. citizenship and don't recognize government authority like laws and taxes. But others don't reject laws and taxes, though they're not very happy with them, but they're more concerned with their private property and the government taking it away from them or regulating it out of their own control. Watchman comment, sounds like you and me, does it not? Continuing. Japan nuke problems again and again. Recently, massive radioactive water leaks that I reported on before. Temperatures rising triggered concerns at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. Temperatures at the bottom of the number 2 reactor have climbed to over 70 degrees. Boric acid has been injected in order to prevent an accidental chain reaction. The rate of cooling water injected into the unit was also increased. Current temperatures remain lower than the 93-degree limit that is used to define cold shutdown at a nuclear reactor, although experts warned that further problems remain likely. Continuing. Christlam rising, and I've reported about this before. Muslims, Christians meet, discuss religious similarities, differences. Muslims and Christians united as more than 100 people attended the interfaith event to better understand how the two faiths could share their spiritual quests despite many differences. The event, entitled What's It Like to Be Christian in America, came after last month the group examined the Islamic faith in America. Watchman comment, I warned you before about this group, and since that time, it has grown. Christlam is a condensing of two words, Christian and Islam. That is not Bible, and it is very dangerous. Continuing. U.S. feds label bulk buying of food a potential terrorist activity. As part of its effort to encourage business owners to spy on their customers, the FBI has labeled the bulk purchase of food as a potential indication of terrorist activity, despite the fact that FEMA itself last year purchased $1 billion worth of storable food, also paying with cash. Watchman comment, my. I doubt that any common American citizen will ever see any part of that $1 billion worth of storable food. They'll keep it for themselves. Continuing. And also, you could be a terrorist by paying with cash or demanding identity privacy, because that, according to the FBI, is an indication of terrorism. And also this. Federal government now attacks bread for too much salt. Bread tops a list of sources of sodium. Salty snacks actually came in at the bottom of the list, compiled for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Potato chips, pretzels, and popcorn, which we think of as the saltiest foods in our diet, are only number 10. Breads and rolls aren't really saltier than many of the other foods, including those, but people tend to eat a lot more of them, therefore bread tops the list, or so they say. Watchman comment, I know a lot of people that eat a lot of potato chips, pretzels, and popcorn. They don't eat much bread. My. And many of them are dying of heart attacks. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Watchman comment, I have long warned of the dangers lurking in Mexico south of the American border. And if you remember, I reported many times about tunnels going under that border from Mexico into America. Now I have found this audio spoken in Arabic, but I will translate for you from what was on the video in English, translated by an American group that does that type of thing. Islamic professor Abdullah Al-Nafisi is speaking about a biological attack on the U.S. 4 pounds of anthrax.
من الأنثراكس.
In a suitcase this big.
4 أرطال. جنطها الكبرى. يشيلها واحد فدائي ويدخلها من أنفاق مكسيكو.
Carried by a fighter through tunnels from Mexico into the U.S.
إلى الولايات المتحدة. كفيلة بقتل 330 ألف أمريكي في ساعة واحدة.
Are guaranteed to kill 330,000 Americans within a single hour.
إذا أتقن نثرها على الوعاء السكري.
If it is properly spread in population centers there.
مرعبة. يعني 11 سبتمبر تطلع زلاطة عند الموضوع هذا.
What a horrifying idea. 911 will be small change in comparison. My. Do you believe my warnings now? Now listen to and heed Yahweh's prophecy. I gave you one at the beginning of the program, and this is another one.
Saith God, turn to me, look to the cities. Did I not tell you that the cities were not safe for my children, saith God? Did I not tell you to run from them? Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. The authority system will crumble, saith God. But those who will come to me, those who will embrace me, the authority that is mine will cover them, saith the Lord.
Continuing. Global warming like weather on steroids. Are we doping our atmosphere? What's going on with these record warm temperatures? Extreme snowfalls elsewhere. Even January tornadoes. My. Is climate change the cause? Or more appropriately, what impact is climate change having on our weather? It's God, my friends. 666, Revelation chapter 16, verse 9. And men were scorched with heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him the glory. Watchman comment again. Man may have devised ways to change the weather, but ultimately God has the power over all that, because men have repented not to give him the glory. Continuing. The unraveling of Barry Santoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama II. Numerous individuals and groups have been fighting in the real world trenches for full disclosure of all of Barack Hussein Obama's records, including his birth certificate for the last 3 years. Not only has Obama withheld his records, he has fought to keep them hidden from public view, amassing legal fees that some claim to exceed $1 million of his own money and perhaps twice that amount if pro bono and other legal work was counted. Under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the United States Constitution, which Obama, by the way, doesn't feel is a real legitimate document, it's outdated, our founders determined that future presidents must be born to two parents who are both, I said both, parents, U.S. citizens. Clearly, then, the place of Obama's birth is one concern, while the citizen aspect of his parents is another. My. Also, there is no document to show the legal process of a name change within the U.S. Therefore, it is likely that the man sitting in the Oval Office is, in fact, not Barack Obama, but truly, legally, Barry Santoro. Watchman comment, there are many reasons why people feel that he needs to produce his birth certificate. And I've told you, one of them, that he's not really American-born. The other is that he may actually be, now believe it or not, a relative of guess who? George Bush. My. Continuing. Outrage. State of Kansas denies a lieutenant colonel medical license for opposing Obama. This is truly sickening, especially in a country that pretends to have a First Amendment and yet seems to apply it only to the left and Islamic terrorists. I'll bet if Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lakin had told the state of Kansas regulatory agency that he's a Hamas member, they'd have given him the medical license. But if you question Barack Obama, then you're denied. It is especially disgusting since this man risked his life for America, fighting for the very free speech rights he's now being denied. Dr. Lakin, who is a licensed doctor in both Maryland and Colorado, served on the front lines of Afghanistan and also in Bosnia. Continuing. Islamification of the next generation. Speaking at an anti-Sharia conference in Nashville, Tennessee, ACT for America founder Bridget Gabriel reveals shocking information on the level of Islamic indoctrination in public schools. Even more daunting, Gabriel explains, millions of dollars from Islamic radicals, particularly from oil-rich Saudi Arabia, pour into the universities to further promote the Islamic agenda. Continuing. Signs that we are getting dangerously close to a major war in the Middle East. The EU has announced that all imports of crude oil from Iran will be banned starting in July. The U.S. embassy in Syria has been shut down. There are indications that Israel may consider launching an attack against Iran without even notifying the United States. And thousands of U.S. troops have been heading to strategic islands within reach of Iran. There are also even signs that Saudi Arabia is busy preparing for a coming war. Continuing. No way of stopping the leak of deadly new flu, says terror chief. The bioterrorism expert responsible for censoring scientific research, which could lead to the creation of a devastating pandemic, has admitted the information is going to get out eventually. He argued it had been necessary to limit the release of the scientific details because of fears the terrorists may use the information to create their own H5N1 virus that could be spread easily between people. Watchman comment, Christians better be prayed up, and non-Christians better look up and repent. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 10. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Watchman comment again, my. If that's not a promise and a good reason to be a Christian, I don't know what is. Continuing. Superbug, a fast-spreading animal virus, leaps Europe and UK borders. A newly identified disease is moving rapidly through livestock in Europe and has authorities both worried and puzzled. The disease is dubbed Schmallenberg virus for a town in west central Germany, where one of the first outbreaks occurred. It makes adult animals only mildly ill, but causes lambs, kids, and calves to be born dead or deformed. It is possible the superbug virus may cause disease in humans. Continuing. Thought-controlled weapons could be a reality in the near future, says scientists. Weapons operated by thought control and helmets that stimulate soldiers' brains for more accuracy could become a reality in the not-too-distant future, according to a leading scientist. Professor Flower is a biochemist at William Harvey Research Institute. The group's report said that the fast-moving advances of neuroscience mean that hardware such as pilotless attack planes controlled by an operator's thoughts are entirely feasible and now nearly possible. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study at the end of the program. Dear friends, please take the time to write me. And would you do it this week? And of course, when you do, please pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the air. Are there any WOW, Walk on Water faith walkers listening tonight? If so, and you enjoy this program, pray about it and send in faith what Yahweh places on your heart. It's that simple. Cash is okay if you pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. By writing, signs spelled S-I-G-N-S. P-O, Box 122. Town is Lisle, L-I-S-L-E. New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y. Zip code in the U.S. of A, 13797. That address repeats in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in today's very unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16, 17, 18, 19 says, Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Last verse from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19, Wherefore let them suffer that suffer according to the will of God, commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Watchman comment, My, oh my, I love those verses. Where will Yahweh's judgment begin? Why, within the walls of the churches, don't you know? I understand this to mean that those who are most accountable, who stand, as it were, closest to the place where God dwells, will come under his judgment first. So that's a good reason to get right and get ready. For us who believe, this judgment will be purification, possibly through suffering, as Peter suggests. For the wicked, though, however, who are increasingly distant from God, this judgment means eternal damnation. Your sorrow and weeping over the abomination in our Lord's world, and even in his body, confirms the mark which is upon you. Wear the sign with honor, glorying in it, and carrying your cross faithfully to the end. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Folks out there in Radio Land, are you ready? Because the time is getting short. The day is coming when Jesus Christ is going to come back for his people. But the day is also coming that he's going to call you home. Are you going to be ready to go when he calls you?
Thank you, Pastor Moore. I pray that they listen to what you had to say. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times that you live in right now today. Instead, you'll be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840. Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, you calculate your time for another fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. Here is the address one more time. You can check what you wrote down. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. Now my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial it as I say it. Please remember to tell me your state and how well you can hear tonight's program. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends. I am so glad you tuned in tonight to Signs International Radio. I pray that you will tune in next Wednesday night, 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week, no matter how small, as it all adds up to keep Signs on the air. Thanks so much, my friends. Blessings in Maranatha. Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.